This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello, listeners. This is Nick Ashwasig, and we have the pleasure of being joined by Vanessa Campbell from Hippie Canada, an incredible organization. But first, before we get into more about Hippie Canada, maybe a little bit more about yourself, Vanessa.
Hi, Nick. Thanks for having me. Like you said, my name is Vanessa Campbell, and I'm the National Aboriginal Coordinator for Aboriginal Hippie Canada.
Wonderful. So for some of the audience that aren't lucky enough to know about Hippie Canada and Aboriginal Hippie Canada, maybe tell a little bit more about what Hippie Canada does, and also what is special about Aboriginal Hippie Canada.
Hippie stands for Home Instruction for Parents of Preschool Youngsters. It was a program developed in the late 60s in Israel and was brought to Canada about 12 years ago. And what we recognized was that there was a need to be an Aboriginal-specific arm to the Canadian program. So the purpose of Aboriginal Hippie is to empower families, caregivers, and parents with a culturally relevant curriculum in order to maximize the child's educational and holistic well-being.
That sounds really interesting. I know for a lot of Aboriginal communities being rural, this sounds like something that is basically right up most Aboriginal homes' alleys then for those locations that are maybe not the closest to schools then. They can still enjoy high-end education is what I'm hearing then?
Absolutely. The Hippie program works with parents who have children aged 3 to 5. The Aboriginal Hippie program brought Indigenous perspective to the Hippie model, and when we created the Hippie Canada curriculum, we made sure to implement a lot of language and cultural revitalization, focusing on the instillment of traditional practices and really reconnecting families with that sort of time-honored teaching that learning in the family home is important and valid.
Okay, so for those listeners, if they wanted to get involved and get Hippie Canada out to themselves, it wouldn't just be a typical program then, or a typical educational program for homeschooling from 3 to 5. It would actually have an Aboriginal inclusion, Aboriginal culture to it?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. So for those listeners, make sure you get on the website and check out Aboriginal Hippie Canada and Hippie Canada as well, because it seems that it's definitely going to do great support for Aboriginal education and Aboriginal families. Why did Hippie Canada see the importance for working with Aboriginal communities and families?
When the Hippie program was brought to Canada 12 years ago, it was started with SFU, or the Simon Fraser University. We had a memorandum of understanding with the Chief Dan George Center of Advanced Education, and through that partnership, they concluded and recognized that the need for Aboriginal-specific curriculum and a more in-depth cultural revitalization perspective needed to be brought to the Hippie module.
Amazing to hear, and I'm sure a lot of communities and a lot of Aboriginal families have benefited from Hippie's decision to ensure that the Aboriginal communities were included as well. And of course, working with a great man like Chief George and his center is definitely a great way to ensure credibility. But that brings me to my next point, though, is another famous chief, of course, the former national chief, Phil Fontaine. I believe he's actually being honored at a fundraising gala. And now, just to confirm for the listeners, Aboriginal Hippie Canada is hosting the fundraising gala in Toronto on Wednesday, September 19th at the Fairmont Royal York. And as mentioned, it is to honor former National Chief Phil Fontaine. So please tell us a little bit about the gala and why Hippie Canada is recognizing such an influential figure like Phil Fontaine.
Absolutely. We've been fortunate enough to have strong Indigenous leaders like Phil Fontaine who support the Aboriginal Hippie program. Last year, we honored Grand Chief Edward John. Previous to that, Leonard George, and individuals like that who stand behind the Aboriginal Hippie Canada program, recognizing the difference and positive change that it can make. So we utilize the powerful positions that they've aspired to, and we bring it back to a community level to say, if you dream big and work hard enough, you can become that too. And so we're honoring Phil because he's an obvious, strong example about Aboriginal leadership and where hard work can lead you to. And his proven ability to inform and inspire leadership makes him a profound fan.
Definitely. Well, our listeners are very familiar with former Chief Phil Fontaine. As you mentioned, he is a very, very big figure, and at the same time, he's trying to make sure to do enough work for his people as well. For the listeners, though, with regards to the gala, is there maybe a specific place they can go for information beforehand?
Yeah, on our website at hippiecanada.ca, we have some information on the brochure, and you can also purchase tickets.
Wonderful. So just so you hear that, listeners, hippiecanada.ca. Make sure to get involved and check out the website and check out the gala. If you have some time and you're going to be in Toronto, it's definitely going to be an amazing night. My next point, guys, it appears Hippie Canada seems to have the support of some very high-profile people, such as the Governor General. Maybe if you can tell us a little bit more about the role of the Right Honorable David Johnson and others like the Honorable Paul Martin, another person involved, the Honorable Lloyd Axworthy, Regional Chief Roger Augustine, and also Grand Chief Edward John. So you have a plethora of the who's who. So maybe tell us more about their roles, if you don't mind.
Sure. Yes, His Excellency David Johnson is a patron of the program, and we're very excited that just recently Her Excellency Sharon Johnson has become a patron of our program as well. And as patrons of the program, their role is to be an advocate for Hippie in Canada. And it's important for our program for people of their high levels stature to recognize what we're doing and the positive change we're making in so many families across the country, in Aboriginal families and the multicultural families.
Definitely. Well, as mentioned, Chief Augustine, former Chief Phil Fontaine being honored, Grand Chief Edward John. On the Aboriginal side, it's, again, amazing cast you have. And on the government side, Lloyd Axworthy, David Johnson, you mentioned Her Excellency as well, too, another person. So for those people who are just hearing about this now, how can the Aboriginal community, corporate Canada, or just Canadians in general support the September 19 Gala and Aboriginal Hippie Canada's work as well?
If anyone would like to purchase tickets to the event, like I said, you can go to our website. It has information to purchase tickets via PayPal or credit card. Or if you need other sort of avenues of payment, you can contact me. My information is also on the Hippie Canada website. But I think that what's important for listeners, I guess, to recognize is that the dialogue that we're having right now is so important for Aboriginal Hippie Canada, because we need to raise the awareness raise our profile in the Aboriginal community. And it's organizations like Nation Talk hosting interviews like this and spreading the word, and that's what we're looking for right now.
Definitely. Well, again, thank you for finding the time, Vanessa. As I imagine, you're very busy because big gala, big night is coming up very soon. So listeners, again, make sure to check out the Hippie Canada website, HIPPYCANADA.com, of course, easy enough. And also, make sure to get involved, because this is a cause that's close to the heart for majority of our listeners, I'm sure. And even if you also don't have ties to the Aboriginal community, this kind of program is ensuring that cultures, the Aboriginal cultures, languages, and just general culture, as mentioned, is being preserved. And at the same time, being initiated in a new generation that, as we all know, unfortunately, aren't very aware of their Aboriginal heritage and culture. So get involved, because this is honestly groundbreaking and setting up Aboriginal youth for a great future. Any last words then, Vanessa, for our listeners?
No, but thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Okay, well, there you go, listeners. Make sure to check it out. Get involved with Hippie Canada. Jimmy Gwetch.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.